Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. And my guest this morning is Kurt Willems, W-I-L-L-E-M-S. He is an amazing blogger, Twitterer. He's got a following of 14,000 people on his Twitter alone. And he's an Anabaptist writer and pastor who is preparing for church planting. And listen to his self-description. He's an Anabaptist, lowercase evangelical, fairly charismatic, sometimes contemplative, follower of Jesus, and he's passionate about theology, spirituality, social justice, creation care, ethics, ministry, and leaving behind the right answers. He's currently working on two books, and we have a lot to talk about this morning, so welcome, Kurt.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. We had just a little technical difficulty there for a moment, but I'm back on, and Kurt, tell us, you might be an evangelical reject if...
Yes. Oh, man. So a few months ago, I think it was in June, I had the wonderful idea to write this little blog article. It was actually on a whim, which is funny. It's kind of become, in the process, kind of my... I don't know. People just know me for it. It was a Saturday or Sunday night, and I was getting ready to think, oh, man, I need to post something on Monday morning. That's kind of the day when I really try to post my big article for the week. And sure enough, came up with this idea and woke up the next morning, and it had been shared like crazy. Had no idea. Folks that I've never met but have admired were tweeting it, and it was quite a... What a funny thing. So that's the story behind it. The post is really about a lot of us who have grown up in the evangelical world kind of have this, have experienced rejection. And this is where a lot of folks that read the article kind of get confused. It's not about me or anyone like me saying we reject evangelicalism. Rather, it has more to do with various folks with maybe different presuppositions about the Bible, about politics, about some of the things that we tack on to Jesus, saying that you don't fit our mold, and learning to cope with that reality of rejection, but also saying, okay, but the way of Jesus is bigger than that even. So that's kind of the premise behind everything.
All right. So I know people are going to want to get to this, and it's Kurt, K-U-R-T, Willems, W-I-L-L-E-M-S.com. So give us maybe 4 or 5 points how we'll know if we're an evangelical reject.
Well, yes. So you might be an evangelical reject if you actually believe that God gave the authority and ability to women to lead the church. I mean, it's stuff that a lot of us say, well, yeah, we've known that since who knows. But for some folks, you know, in a conservative environment, that's actually a very controversial statement. Let's see. You might be evangelical. Oh, go ahead.
Uh-huh. What's another one?
Okay. So if you believe that science and scripture aren't opposed to each other and that God could create the world however he felt like. So... it's really this
That's a
idea
good one.
That, you know, what was that?
That's a good one. So just give me the points. Just say what they are, because we've got a lot to cover. So just
say the
point, and then I'll make a comment, and then we'll go on to the next one.
Hey, sounds good. Might be an evangelical reject if you believe that social justice is intricately connected to the gospel. Let's see. I'm trying to remember. These are off the top of my head. So. So those are a couple examples. My brain just blanked. Hopefully that's enough.
Right. Okay. So we have a lot to talk about. So the Anabaptist faith, what is it and why is it on the rise? You say that you come from a Mennonite and I'm familiar with the Mennonites because I've actually spoken at their convention, and just wonderful, wonderful people that I met there. So tell us, what is an Anabaptist?
Short version is an Anabaptist is during the Reformation period, you know, there were the reformers like Calvin and those folks. But then there were some folks that were kind of on the fringe of that movement called the Radical Reformers. And essentially they believed that the church and state were a little bit too closely aligned to one another. And so they started calling out the church and its power that it was, they felt it was wielding. They believed that people ought to be able to choose to be Christian instead of just be born into Christianity. And so a lot of them believed in being Anabaptized, which just means re-baptized. But, you know, some of the strong values that are on the rise now are commitments to the poor, to nonviolence, and to critiquing any form of nationalism that comes before God's kingdom. So those are kind of on the rise.
Yeah, that's just so controversial, and yet it's so clear in the scripture. You know, when people really read what Jesus said and then apply it, it can really shake up your world.
Yeah.
So red letter Christians, I know you mentioned Tony Campolo in the pre-show, and he's a dear colleague of mine. So red letter Christians, what does that stand for? What does that mean?
Yeah, you know, what's funny is red letter Christians, that idea is basically, if I understand the story right, Tony was with a radio DJ or someone of that sort who's not even a believer. And basically he said, you're one of those red letter Christians that takes the words of Jesus literally. You actually believe what Jesus said and apply them. And it kind of is a label that has stuck around more to do with what we value as central in the Bible more than maybe a label. You know, it's not, I don't know that I would use it in place of evangelical or any of those things, but it's more of a focusing kind of term that says, you know what, the red letters of scripture, what Jesus says and what Jesus does ought to be central because he, after all, is the perfect revelation of who God is. And
right.
So a lot of these Anabaptist concerns connect perfectly to the red letter movement. So there's a lot of give and take between the two, I'd say.
So in your intro, you talk about the Pangea blog, and you've written for the Ooze and Emergent Village Sojourners with Jim Wallace, I'm also familiar with. What is the Ooze, and what is Emergent Village?
Yeah, so over the last decade or so, a lot of folks have been having various conversations about God and the church and really asking some really hard questions about that. And that, in a broad scope, has been called the emerging church conversation. There's so much baggage to that label that a lot of people have kind of moved away from that language recently. But essentially, it's a bunch of people asking questions about what does the church look like in an era where Christianity is no longer the dominant force in culture, and post-modernity is really full actualization throughout various parts of the country and the West. And so these are just two of the websites that came out, 10 years ago or more. And the Ooze is actually kind of retiring soon, but that was started by Spencer Burke, and Emergent Village had some folks involved like Tony Jones, Brian McLaren, some of these guys that were really involved in the early part of that conversation. And so I've had the opportunity to write for them on various topics throughout the last couple of years. So
you have a ministry, and this is what's so amazing. You know, we tend to have a brick and mortar mentality still about the church.
Mm-hmm.
How many members do you have in your church? You know, 200. Oh, well, you must not have an important message. 15,000. Oh, you must really be preaching the word of God. And yet Jesus was not popular where he spoke most of the time, and unless he was feeding or healing people. And he was with a small itinerant band of people. And I think it's important in Christianity that we not get caught up in the numbers, like you say.
Right.
And also merging patriotism with Christianity, and that, you know, we can so easily move off of seeing Jesus as the center and his words as the path, and then it becomes, you know, cultural Christians, and then we just assume so many things. It's just, I really like the fact that you have this ministry, 14,000 people, and you needed a blog, and you came up with kind of a humorous take that has a lot of profound truth in it. So what would you say to someone who maybe doesn't want to go to church anymore because they think some of the rituals are silly, and or they're tired of the hypocrisy or the gossiping, or what would you say, where can people find a community in the air?
Yeah, man, you know, there's little pockets of community popping up all over the place. My wife and I right now are kind of in the middle of a discernment process for possibly doing a church plant somewhere in the Northwest, you know, because we're seeing a lot of people asking the kinds of questions you just raised. And I would say a couple of things. I would say that, you know, things like my blog and some of these other websites that are engaging, you know, these kinds of questions about nationalism and justice and the core of what Jesus was about, the path, as you call it, you know, those are great tools, great resources. You know, for some people, I get emailed quite a bit that, you know, what I'm doing online is actually taking root in their real lives, and that God is using my silly efforts at writing to actually do something. And it shocks me every time. And I know that sounds cliche, but it really does. And it just goes to show that a lot of people have grown up with a Christianity around them, even if they're not in the church, that is, you know, looks a whole lot more like patriotic militancy than it does Jesus Christ. And for those folks, I would say, you know what, I think there's another Jesus. I think there's a Jesus that you may not know about, but I'll tell you what, he'll shock you. He'll surprise you. He will make life uncomfortable for you. And that's when you know you're starting to move towards the Jesus of the Bible.
Wow. I remember I was reading recently a poem I wrote when we went to war in Iraq, and the grief that I felt and my mother felt. And I remember talking to someone that, you know, our leaders talk about Jesus as their leader, but then when we go to war, they start talking about God. And it's an interesting, subtle, but profound shift, because it takes us off of this humble servant who told us to put away our swords and throws us into the God of the Old Testament with marching people and, you know, genocide and all those things that are stories that are in the Bible that are very disturbing. Jesus is the fulfillment. So, Kurt, I feel a real resonance with you. You and I were talking in the pre-show that you're kind of, you have a love for the evangelical call to Christ, and yet the evangelicals sometimes become their own tribe that you're not comfortable in, and I feel that too. And and your call for social, for the care of creation. So 45 seconds now, what's the message on your heart in one or two sentences for our listeners today?
Wow. I would say that if you are feeling burned out, tired, frustrated with what you see as Christianity or churchianity around you here in the West, that there's this undercurrent, this surprising, exciting, dangerous movement of Jesus that is taking root throughout pockets of community, and he's inviting you into something radically different than you've known, and invites all of us into this mission that God is working at, trying to restore, redeem, and renew everything that's broken in the cosmos. And someday he's actually going to come back and he's going to make it all right. And so we're invited to be part of that. So that's an exciting place to find oneself, I think.
That is great. Kurt Williams, Willems, KURTWILLEMS.com. Check him out. And Kurt, I'd invite you to look at my book, Jesus Career Counselor. I talk about the 12 dreams of the Holy Spirit to rise, risk, and roar, renew, reflect, or those words that you used are also words that are bubbling up inside of me. So,
wow!
Welcome listeners into a new thinking about Jesus Christ. Go out and make it a great day. Thanks, Kurt.
Hey, thank you so much. What a pleasure.
All right, tell Tony I said hello, will you?
Hey, I'll try.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.